Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Zayin, and again, this week's Shi'urim are sponsored Lili Nishba Shlomo Shmuel Ben Ritzlak and Ms. Anna Mizels, whose yard set was Tezayin Tavis, Myers and Charles Mizels, that's this week's Shi'urim. The next couple of days after this, I won't be giving the live Shi'ur. It'll be put up in the last cycle, so that'll take care of through this week's Shi'urim. Okay, one ha'ara from yesterday. And that is regarding the last sugya that we discussed, Chibas HaKodesh, Reish Lakish's Safek, whether it's only Lagufa or it's even Lamimne Beirisha Masheni. The Gemara answered with a teku. So the last proof that the Gemara tried to bring was from Eight Simul Avona, and that halacha creates a question that, as I mentioned, the Minchas Chinuch yesterday, but the question that Minchas Chinuch is dealing with is as follows. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, the Rambam quotes in Perek Yud, that Chibas HaKodesh is Durabanan. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam quotes the case of the carbon walking through the river, which maybe it's against the Diyuk of the Ksos, because the Rambam just quotes Paras Kudshim, doesn't Dafka say Shlamim. Paras Kachim, if you remember that the Ksos was Medaik, it was Afka Shlamim, because that's to be yours. Paras Kachim, Shehavira Benohar, Vishachta, Viadain Mashke Tofeach Aleha. Right, he took a cow through a river, shechted it, and now it's still wet. Harezu Mukhsheres, Lefichach, Imnitzes Machat, Temea, Bivsara. Machat Temea, Bivsara, Areho Basar Tame, if you find a little, tame needle, Vechinim Haisa, Parachasuma, Bachut, Bichusli, Rishalayim, Vechulu. Nimses, let me just find the line. Bamedra mamurim lihios habasar tame bidin Torah. Aval lehis tame midivrayim ena kodesh sarach echsher. But midrabanan midar raisa, it has to become wet. But on a drabanan level, it doesn't need to come wet. Elachibas hakodesh machsheras habasar. Vimnage botoma ben kala ben chamura nifsal avabishlo hoksha bemashche kamosha biyarnu. That is the Rambam, the Ravid right there in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. Amar Avram, Vahaloba Meseches Chulin Daf Lamed Vav. The Ravid quotes our Gemara. The Ravid knew it without maybe even doing Daf Yomi. Lamdu Lachibas Hakodesh Shemachshartan Minatora. Elashu Safik Imonin Lo Risha Vashini Alo. The Ravid says, look at our Gemara. It's for sure Daraisa. The Machlok, right, the source that we have right here, Lorabos Esam Lavona. And the only Shaila is how Daraisa is. Is it Daraisa? And it exactly becomes like the regular din of where it becomes wet. Or not. So we have that many times. That you have a chiddush din, that this is also daraisa. The question is this exactly like the regular din daraisa or not? Like what we say sometimes, a hadre li isura kama. Once something is included and then excluded, once we include it again, do we say it is included? That's the Tosfos and Maseches Beitza that discusses that sugya. So how does the Rambam deal with this? And the problem is worsened because the Rambam himself in Hilchos Tulin Muktashim paskins that if somebody eats a kezias of Lavona, he gets Malkus. Lavona is not edible. The only reason that Lavona would be included, called an Ochel, is with Chibas HaKodesh. The Rambam says, get Malkus, that means Daraisa. So that's the question that the Chazon Ish and the Minchas Chinuch all deal with to answer up the sheet of the Rambam. How can the Rambam on the one hand say, Chibas HaKodesh is Durabanan, and meaning, only on a daraisa level, it has to become wet with one of the seven liquids, midrabanan chibas hakodesh, and he also paskins that if somebody eats a kezias of lavona, one would get malchus. So that's the minchas chinuch in mitzvah kuf mem hei, where he deals with, gives an answer to this question. V'hine yishnei inyanim b'chibas hakodesh. There are two inyanim, two aspects. Number one, Afteino ochel klal kugo etzim lavona dina makabel tuma b'chol makom kima dina ochel mashke. Right, it's not a food, and only food kelim and people can become tamei. So even though it's not a food, mikol makom gabe kodesh mar behapasik kan va'abasu de makabel tuma. So that's daraisa, right? And that's what the Rambam says: you get malchus by eating lavona. Va'od Yesh Ochlin to Makabun Tuma b'chol makom. There are Ochlin that are Makabal Tuma always, but Mikol makom Sarach Echsher Mayim Moshev and Mashkim. The Gamki Mevur b'Mekomos and Aldechir b'chol Machsher Ki Ilu Balim Amayim. On Yis Daiti Zen Nachum Itzad Asvar Da Torah Rivs of Abasal Rabbi Tzitz Lavon Dein Ochol Klal. But the extra Ochlin below Hechsher to him Ochlin Ach. The ain makabun tuma the zeros akas of the shrich and hechzer maskim, but ze any of the klal machashivus hula kodesh the makabun tuma avshalo ba mayim alav machashivus mashi a karov l'tuma. So again, he says fascinating misvara, which one is more mistaver to say? So I might have said, well, to take something that is not an ochel, to make it into an ochel, that's a chiddush gadol. It's not a food. If it's a food and it just is not wet, so ki'ilu it got wet. He says exactly the opposite in Svara. To say something is not an ochel, make it into an ochel, so you're giving it chashivus. That's chibas hakodesh. You're looking at kachim in a very, in a way that it's very beloved, so it gives it a status. But if something has to become wet in order for it to be makabel toma, and it didn't become wet, how can you say ki'ilu? Just because there's more chashim in your eyes, is ki'ilu it's wet? Kilu is a food, so you're giving it chashivus. But kilu is wet, why should your chashivus make a kilu is wet? So that's why he assumes that's the two dinim. Right? The pasik, the daraisa, like we just quoted on the bottom of the previous amud, is to give it a shem ochel, is the din daraisa, and to kilu it's wet, that's the added extension, that would be derabanan, and that's what the Rambam is talking about. Good. And we just added, whenever this comes up, that if we say that even the giving it the regular Hekshel HaKabal Tumah, the Din Da'oraisa, Mukshel HaKabal Tumah, is about giving it Shem Ochel, so then this is a beautiful of Durabanon Kein Da'oraisa Tikkun. Right? If we say that Machlokas, Sefer HaChinuch and Rashi versus the Ramban in Parsha Shmini about what Hekshel HaKabal Tumah generally is, it's Hekshel HaKabal Tumah, maybe that's always giving it a Shem Ochel. Remember, that's the Sefer HaChinuch. You always wash off fruit, you know, before you eat it. So really, before you wash it off, it doesn't really have the full status of a food yet. So then it fits in very nicely because it's parallel. Even if you say it's a Darabana and a Daraisa, it's a Darabana that's paralleled after the Daraisa. Okay. That also relates, by the way, to Hilchos Shabbos in terms of washing off the fruit. Right? The poskim discuss, is washing off fruit on Shabbos an issue of borer? Right? You have dirt on the fruit and you wash it off under the sink. Is that a problem of borer? It's in you. So you might say, oh, it's all three. You have Ochel Yad La'alter, you have all three. You have the apple in your hand, and you're using your hand, and there's no kli. So that's a question. When something comes off, how do you determine? L'maisa, it's mutter. L'maisa, the poskim say it's mutter, because A, it's not really separation, it's not really a mixture. B, you'd eat it if you didn't have water. The average person would eat it without washing it off. So, is a ki'ilu a real separating a situation, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. If you'd eat it anyway, so it's not really separation of borer. Shulchan Aruch discussed that by the water case. Somebody put something on a garment on the top of a cup because the other wants to keep out any dirt or bugs, and then they are like a filter type of thing, and that lets the water come out. That's not really borer because you drink the water anyway. So the poskim say, if a person would not drink the water, you're allowed to use a water filter on Shabbos. If a person would never drink regular tap water without a filter, then that's borer for them. But if they drink it anyway, and this is just an extra, so then it's not a problem. So the same thing the poskim say by the apple, right? If most people would, okay, you'd rub it, you wouldn't wash it. We're taught from a young age to wash the fruit before we eat it. But it's not that we really think there is so much dirt on it, so it's not really a borer situation. So to say that it gives it, that sefer achinuch, that it gives it a shem ochel only after it's washed, okay, maybe conceptually, but lemaisa, probably wouldn't be needed. Okay, says the Mishnah, Hashochet es ha-mesukenes. Right? Discussion in Meseches Beitza also about mesukenes. Somebody shechs a mesukenes, an animal that seems like it's about to die, right? It's dangerously ill. So what's the issue? The issue is, you're not sure that maybe as one did the shechita, it was very weak. Maybe it died as you were doing the shechita. So maybe the shechita is not what removed its life. So what precautions do I have to take? What do I have to look for to make sure that really it was alive until the very end? Because it's misukenis. Hashogah is misukenis. Tosfos points out that even afilu lechachila shari, Tosfos in Dibur Maskal HaShochet, you one is allowed to shech the misukenis even lechachila. Why does it use a lashon of HaShochet, which we already know from the first line of Maseches Chulin is a language of Bidi'evan. Back on that base we had that. So why does it use the lashon v'nacha lashon d'yevan mishum deboy lemisnei achi tefarkis? Because it wants to just to teach me the halacha of what you have to look for. But even lechatchila, one is allowed to shech the misukenes. The Shor HaMisyonim Balacha here quotes a number of achronim. You know what would be the havamina that it wouldn't be allowed to shech the misukenes? It quotes here from the Tiferes Yaakov and others. The Saka Daitach to Aser Lishcho lechatchila mishum de'iyavarech alashchita ulai tia birchasa levatala. The Shema, lo tefarkes, as we'll see, the signs that you have to look for to make sure it was alive. But maybe, because it's misukenes, there's a chance, there's a higher percentage that this animal won't be a good shechita, and therefore you did a bracha vatala. So that's why you might have thought that it's a problem, just like the Shulchan Aruch says that a naked person shouldn't shecht. Why? What's wrong? Can't make a bracha. It's a perfect shechita, but lechatchila, you shouldn't do a mitzvah if you can't make a bracha, if you're supposed to make a bracha. Right? If there's no bracha on a mitzvah, there's no bracha on a mitzvah. Right? The Rashba and Shuvas HaRashba, Simen Yud Ches, is one of the sources that talk about all the mitzvahs that we don't have brachas on. And why don't we have a bracha? But if you're supposed to make a bracha, then we're not supposed to do the mitzvah without a bracha. So maybe that would have been a havamina. That's what Tosva says, that no, it's even lechatchila. One would be able to do it. Again, Berachas HaMitzvah, Ritva HaMsachim, please, the Berachas HaMitzvah, is, as we know, that's the way that does it integrate, it's Durabanan. All Berachas HaMitzvah are Durabanan. But that's an amazing Havamina. And even the halacha of not doing a Maisa Shechita, Lechatchila, if you can't make a bracha, that we paskin. The Tiferes Yaakov is just relating this to the Havamina of Shechita. The Ritva has a beautiful lashon there in Psachim Dav Zayin. That's where all the poskim and the Rishonim talk about the language for brachos, right? Whether it's li, whether it's al. So at the end of the Ritva's discussion on Dav Zayin, Amid Aleph Im Psachim, the Ritva has a lashon describing a Birchas HaMitzvah and what the purpose of a Birchas HaMitzvah is. Says the Ritva, what is a Birchas HaMitzvah? Kidei, Amru Chazal, Varech Al Mitzvahs Over Lasiyasan. Kidei She Yiskadesh Tchila Bibracha, so that we sanctify ourselves with a bracha. V'Yigale V'Yodia Shehu Ose Osam Ibnei Mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach. That we reveal and make known that what we're doing is L'Shem Hashem. We're not just doing a physical action. We're not just killing an animal, right? We're not just shaking a couple of branches. We're not just blowing a horn. What we're doing is mitzvah Hashem. Va'od, and number two, ki habrachos me'avodas hanefesh. V'roi lahaktim avodas hanefesh, l'mala shehi avodas haguf. Or l'maisa shehi avodas haguf. Better to do the avodas hanefesh before the avodas haguf. Some of the achronim point out that maybe these 2 days are, how much does the bracha integrate into the mitzvah itself? Again, it's derabanan. But on a Durabana level, how much does it integrate? There is a Tosas Arash in Maseches Brachas on Daf Tezvav that seems to say that it's mamish integrated, and there's this something lost without that if the bracha would be Da'oraisa, so then the bracha would have been Ma'akev. There's a Tosas Arash there. But again, we pass in brachas at Durabana. Brachas are not Ma'akev. But the 2 days here are, maybe is it integrated? We do it in order to be Megala and Modia that we're doing it L'Shem Hashem. Maybe it's somewhat more integrated. And number two is that no, we want to do the bracha, which is the Avodas HaNefesh, before we do the Maisa Mitzvah, which is the Avodas HaGuf. But either way, that's an important Ritva on Zayin and Abayis Ipsachim. The Noda Behuda doesn't quote that Ritva, but that's the Noda Behuda's comment in his famous Shuva about L'Shem Yichud, where he's against L'Shem Yichud. He says, what do you need L'Shem Yichud for? Just make a bracha. Right, you want the hachana for the mitzvah? Just make the bracha. The bracha is what's making us for the mitzvah. Okay, if there's no bracha for a mitzvah, I say, says the Noda Behuda, hineni osezel l'shem mitzvahs bari. That one line he's not against. All right, what he's against is more of the Kabbalistic notions in the before. But either way, that's bracha, and that's the havamina here in our Mishnah, according to some achronim, why I might have thought that you wouldn't do it, kamash bolan. Again, We don't take chances generally by mitzvahs. You know, an animal can be a treifa also. An animal can be a treifa. Now I could try to do this, so we don't worry about that when it comes to brachos. So again, generally, when we make a bracha on a mitzvah, we don't assume, as long as everything looks okay, we don't have to worry that there's going to be a bracha levatala whenever we make a bracha on any mitzvah. Right? If I make a bracha on shofar, could be that the Baal Tokei is not going to be able to get the sound out. And nobody in Shul is going to be able to blow. So we don't take into account. But here, Misukenes, what happens is that there's more chances. There's more probability. So what do we have to do? It has to flail. It has to move its front and back leg in order to show that there was life in it until the last second. So as you shecht it has to flail the yad and the rega. Rebbe Elazar Omer, daya im zinka. Daya, if it just lets its zinka, if the blood spurts out. Right? The animal doesn't have to move. As long as the blood spurts out, that also shows that it is alive until the end. Right? Rashi says, de'i lo mefarkes, if it didn't flail, or the blood, kim lehu l'rabbanan de'netula nishmasa kodem gemar shchitasa. The Rabbanan assume that that life came out before gemar shchita. What's crucial from that Rashi? What does it sound like from that Rashi? If it's not mefarkes or mezanik, is that a nevela daraisa, or is that a suffic nevela? Is that vaday or suffix? Sounds like from Rashi, it's vaday. Kim luhu l'rabanan. If this doesn't happen, then we know. Is it metame mishum nevela daraisa? Would we burn truma if that nevela touches truma? Sounds like from Rashi. Kim luhu l'rabanan. And who else says this? The Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchos Machalas Asuros. Perek Dalet. Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, in, just find a Dalet Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, right, we read this a few days ago. The other Mishnah. If no dam comes out, it's still mutter. We'll get through the definition of misukenes. If it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, it's nevela velokin aleha. Wow. That's the Rambam. Like the Rashi. It's vadai nevela. It's not suffic. Because then the question is, where does that come from? Why don't we assume? You don't know for sure. The animal's still walking around. It's still breathing, right? So why would we assume it's a vadai nevela? So again, the Achronim talk about the Tiferes Yaakov again says, why would I have thought? Rove animals flail when they're shechted. Rove animals move. Miyut or not. So by a healthy animal that's not mafarkes, you still have the majority of animals that flail, but a miyat that's not. But by misukenes, imlo pirkisa, if it's not an akrutolem, shem haisa, bria, mistama, hayame arov, shem afarksim zashchita. Right, there's a reyasa here. Most animals flail. And this animal didn't flail, and it was misukenes, you put those two together. So then we lose any type of halachic ability to assume the best. And therefore, you have to assume nevela unless proven otherwise. That's the Rambam Shita, and that is Rashi Shita. So it has to either, Rav Shugam Leal says, flail with the yad and the ragel, Rabbi Elazar says, daya im zinka. Amar Rabbi Shimon, hashokhe balay lulu machar hishkim. What happens if somebody shechs at night, which the chanchila one is not supposed to do? Remember, we learned, unless there's an avuka or some type of or, right? But he did, and the next day he wants to check, right? Rashi says, hashokhe balay lulu behema misukenis. Right, not talking about shechting a stubborn animal, a misukenes animal. So you don't know if it was mefarches or not, because it was nighttime. Umasak salam aleim dam, and you find the walls. What walls? As we'll see, the Gemara is going to say, the walls of the neck, not the walls of the house. The walls of the neck, maleim dam, ksheira shezinka. You could assume it spurted out, ukamid, that's Rabbi Elazar. Like Rabbi Elazar says, that zinka is enough if you see blood all over the neck. On the outside, as we will see, so then you could assume it was mezanik. Rabbi Chacham say no, either yad or regel or tail. One of those, echad beim adakav, echad beim agasa. Doesn't matter what type of animal it was, that's what it needs. It needs some type of pirkus if it is misukenis. Beim adaka shepashta yadav lo achzira. What if a beim adaka stuck its animal out, its arm or its leg out in one direction, b'gmar shchita, v'lo achzira, but didn't put it back? So psula, that does not count if it is misukenis, because we don't assume that that's nechshav apirkus. Sheina eloho, tzolat nefesh bovad. Right, that's not what a behema daka usually does. Rashi points out, by agasa, lav urche behachi. Agasa doesn't always do that, so if it does it, then we can't call that apirkus. But by daka, no good. Bamed var mamurim, shoysa becheskas misukenis. When does all of this apply? Only if it is misukenis, as we just said. Avalam haisa, Becheskas Beria, afilu ein ba echan mikol asimanim alalu ksheira. But if it's a healthy animal, then even if it doesn't do any of this, we assume it's healthy. Okay, there's a myriad of animals that don't flail. That's okay. We can assume that it is kosher. There was a discussion in the Achronim and Poskim 100+ years ago at the Eretz Tzvi. The Kashuk lover, Rav Ari Frumer, has a tshuva about this. Simulam Tess in Chelek Nyarodea Chelek Beis, where he discusses the stunning an animal before Shechita. At different times in history, certain governments did not approve of slaughtering animals, so they wanted the animals to be electrically stunned before the Shechita in order. So the question is that a problem? The question is, how much stunning does one do? And how deep of stunning? So, the Eretz Tzvi discusses this. Himum behema lekodem hashchita. Himum behema. So again, I guess there are different types. I'm not an expert in stunning. Maybe different, Schachthauses could have different rules of what they do. But the case that he talks about in Tafresh Tzadi Dalid, right, 1934, Rahman al-Islam right before he was killed, Rahman al-Islam, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kajak lover. So he wrote this Shuvah, and he discusses, Kasher b'deitschland, Yatzak Zera l'mnoa hashchita, v'in matirin rak ba'ofan sh'yahamu abahema kodem hashchita, aidei elektrizia. Shematzimin es elameis shal hamoach shal abahema, v'aidei zeh nofel alav tardema. Becomes like sleeping. V'kvarnisu shimimu abahema ba'elektri bas 80 grid. Right, and then the Ubukzer Memshala, Osim Zos, Balekshi Baz 40 grid. Vagam Oran Abahema Vrea Shchita, you wake up the animal a little bit before the Shchita, Uposacha Seineha, Achadayin Mu'ur Beves Ksas, Vyashoch Denosa. So is that a problem of what? What could be the potential problem? So there are a couple of potential problems that he deals with, right? One of them is, does this make this into a Misukenes? Achshash Misukenes? Does it make it into a Achshash Trefa? Right, there's a quote, Trefa, does it make it into what's called a Nefula, as we'll talk about in the third parak? Does it get into Risuke Varim because the animal falls down? All these are potential Trefas that we will see. Vihine Lanias Daiti Aklusha, Halektri Havi Kein Iluf. It's like fainting. Vyesh Baze Rach Shash Misukenes, Vitzricha Pirchus Achar Shchitaksas, Vidai Baze. Our Mishnah, coming Lamaisa. Right, he says, I think it would make it into a Misukenes. Not the any of the other trefas potential, but I think it would make it into a Misukenes. The im ki gam bazeh yesh lafak peik. The im ma'midin osa b'ga'aro b'makel b'medes ain't suicha perikos. And even though, as we'll see what the definition of Misukenes is, maybe this isn't really. Mikal makam kol hecha de efshal etzkune misak ninan. Shalol etz tarech lismoch ala batika. The ma'midin osa v'omedes b'davar hanogeh la'afa yisrael v'shkita l'kol misura. So I think that you could rely on this. And he quotes a couple of other tshuvas. He quotes a tshuva of the Arsameh. He quotes from the Arsameh that was asked about a bird that was like half frozen. Of sheshalat bo kerach hanora v'kala chius haregel lagamre. One of the legs was totally no chius left. V'avad a hergish sheino margish v'itchevu bo machat ena motziat tivas dam. There would be dam. V'hel al iser. To give it the Pazak Chiyuso, Dama, right? The Pazak Chiyuso. So is this like this? So he says, no, I don't think so. I don't think this is like this. The animal's still alive. All the body parts are still connected. And therefore, he has a whole tshuva. And at the end, he says, I think that one can be makel, as though you can just treat it like a misukenes, and look for pirkus. But more than that, I don't think, but less than that, I don't think you should have either. V'yalkein, ein lahatir zeh, he says, l'shochit bodik levad, right? I don't think you should just have regular shochtim watching this. Rak barav muvak v'yurei shemayim gadol. Shia omid b'chol pam al hashchita. V'yireh ba'atzmo. Shlo yiyeh b'elektri rak arboim grid chosek. Not more. Don't use more electrical power. V'gam sheh yayin harav atzmo. Be'ena pekicha al hapirkus. Where, you know, the government says to do this, and then he says at the end, if I have other rabbis that agree with me, I'm ready to add. That's the Tshuva Rin from Kozhiklov. That's why he's called the Kozhiklover. Right, that's the Eretz Tzvi in Chelek Beis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Musukenes, be my desharya, be my detesega, daitin da asira. How do you know Musukenes should be mutter? And what's the Havamin to say is usher? Right? What are the two stages? The Mishnah says it's mutter, teshecht. Why would I have thought? What's the source for saying that Musukenes might not be able to be mutter? And what is the reason? Lahatir. Dichsev, zos achaya sher tochlu. So the Pashas is just talking about these are the animals they should eat. But we darshan chaya achol, v'she'en achaya lo sochal. An animal that will live achol, v'she'en achaya lo tochal, v'ha'musukenes en achaya. So the Gemara says, so that's mitzad, why you would think it is usr. Mita amar rachmana nevela lo socha, but the fact that the Torah says, don't eat a nevela, mechad musukena sharia. That's mashma that if it's not a nevela, it's mutter. Tisagatadach musukenes asira, because if musukenes is already usr, hashta mechayim asir, if it's already usr while it's still alive, lachar misa mibayi. So after it dies, is it mutter? No. So that's why it must be that musukenes is mutter. So we're going to ask three or four questions on the heter. Right? Is that a real good source? Laheter. Vidilma hainu nevela, hainu musukenes. Maybe nevela and musukenes would be the same. Right? Rashi, uparchinon, vidilma hainu nevela, hainu musukenes, vikodem misa, misha nistachna, kari la nevela. Maybe when the Torah says nevela, don't eat, maybe it's already nevela beforehand. Vyashminon rachmana tekoi ala balav nami. And the Torah, when it says don't eat nevela, that's just adding a losase. Right, first, eat chaya, that's an asay, and then afterwards, right, los asay, but maybe it's even a nevela even before it dies. Would tumas nevela also kick in then? Right, that would be a chiddush. Right, is the Gemara suggesting even that, not just the isser of nevela, also tumas nevela? Unclear. Los alkadaitach, says the Gemara. Don't have that havamina, that misukenes is nevela. Dichsiv. V'chiyamus min abehem asher hi lochem lachla, hanogeya benivlasa. Right, so now the Gemara brings this in to reject. It says when the animal dies, so then there's no geya b'niv lasa. La'achar misa hu dekar yarchana nevela mechaim lo ikir nevela. Right, mechaim it is not a nevela. Just to mention one line of the Rambam, which we're going to have to talk about later in the Masechta, but one should be aware of it. The Gemara here says mechaim lo ikri nevela. There is a much discussed formulation of the Rambam. We'll get to this by the Shem in Hilchos Treifus. In Shchita Gimel Yutes, the Rambam says, by one of the Treifus, when the Rambam says, Nifsak Rov Hakane O Nikiv Haveshet Bekalshu B'Makam Oray L'Shchita, right, some of these Treifus, the Rambam says, Harezu Nevela Mechayim. That's the Rambam's formulation. Gimel Yutes. This is a nevela while the animal is still alive. The ein ashkita moelasba. The Rambam doesn't just say it's a treifa. Harezu nevela mechayim ein ashkita moelasba ve'echad behima ve'echad of b'chol hadvarim ha'elu. And all the achronim wonder. Our Gemara says b'feirus. There's no such thing as a nevela mechayim. But that's the Rambam's lashon of nevela mechayim and gimel yutes. And all the achronim point that out and try to explain. It must be the Gemara here is not saying it as an absolute. It's just contrasting it, answering a question. All the answers generally in that genre, limiting our Gemara to contrasting it to the previous line of the Gemara, but not saying a blanket definition. Okay, so either way, so far we have a source for misukenes being mutter. So Gemara says maybe not. The dilma laola meimalacha haynu nevela haynu misukenes. Maybe nevela is even before the animal dies, and therefore there's no source to say only nevela is aser but misukenes is mutter. Mechayim ba'asei lacharmisa balaf. Right? Maybe it's a separation. Maybe they are, nevela would be even beforehand, but as we just explained before. Alagmar says, no. Okay, different suggestion for the heter, for the source. Ela mita amar achmana treifa lo socha. For the fact that it says, don't eat treifa, right? This daf is all about nevela and treifa. Treifa lo sochal, don't eat a treifa. Michlal, the musukena sharia. Again, a treifa is not nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without shchita. Treifa has some other type of soul. So, the fact that the Torah says don't eat a treifa, it must be that misukenes, which is not a treifa at this stage, is just going to die, but it doesn't hasn't exhibited simani treifa, that would be mutter. Disagatadach misukenes asira. Because if you say misukenes is already usher to eat, which we don't even know what misukenes is yet. The Gemara has not defined it yet. That Hashem will come later. But the misukenes asira, hashem misukenes, delo michsura asira. A misukenes is not missing any parts. Doesn't have any holes, right, in any of its organs. So if a misukenes is usher, treifa mi boy. Do you have to say treifa is usher? Of course treifa is going to be usher. So that's the source that misukenes must be mutter. Gemara says, "Vidil ma'hainu treivayin emusukenes." V'avar la basev alosase. Same kind of question we asked by nevela. So Gemara says, "Im kain." No, if that's true, then nevela dechaz rachman alamali. If you're telling me already that misukenes and treifa are the same thing, and it's just one sase, one's losase, so what's the losase of nevela adding? Uma michayim koyale balavase. If while it's still alive, it's already usher between before an asay and a lo asay, because we're suggesting trefa and misukenas are the same thing. So what is the Isser of Nevela add afterwards? The Isser of Nevela, not the Tumah of Nevela. What is the Isser of Nevela add afterwards? Says the Gemara, an amazing line. V'delma haino Nevela haino trefa haino misukenas. Maybe it's all the same root Isser v'lav ar labish de'lav and v'yasei. Maybe the Torah is saying Nevela is also lefnei, right? A havamina that it's really all the same Isser. So the Gemara says, no, must be. We reject that and we have come up with a different source. So we try to say Nevela is the source. We try to say Treif is the source. And we say there's going to be a different pasuk by Chelev that is the source. The Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, if you haven't seen it in a while, that's the first time that the Sefer Chinuch talks about issues of Machalas Asuros in his commentary, in his Sefer HaMitzvah. So he has a lengthy discussion there about Machalas Asuros, obviously one of the Chukim, but he talks also about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's poison for our neshama. And therefore, Shreifa, this is in Parshas Mishpatim, right, the first Machalas Asuros mentioned in the Torah, in terms of Sefer HaMitzvos, and that's what he discusses here. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah L'Visha Guf Kli L'Nefesh Ubote Aseh Pu'ulasa, and you have to take care of the Guf, and you have to take care of the Nefesh. And Hashem knows, what's a problem for our Nefesh. K'mochein is a beautiful Lashon. B'yos B'guf Shum Hefzid Me'eze Inyet Shei Tispata Pu'ulas Aseichel V'Yalderech Hazel Afi Yepshat Nomar Sheba Lanu Ha'Isser B'Torah B'Kol Ma'achalas Asuros V'im Yesh Mehem Shei No Dalanu V'lo Chachmei Refua. If we don't understand the health benefits of Hilchas Kashrus, Al Tatama Alehen, don't be Matame. Ki harofe haneeman shehis hiranu bahen chacham yoser mimcha umehem. The great doctor that warned us about them is smarter than you and is smarter than them. Smarter than the doctors. That's the line. Ki harofe haneeman, so the Rambam has a few lashonas. Remember we had a few weeks ago when we quoted the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura, I think it was, when the Rambam says, from the, these are etzos meirachot mi gadol ha'etza. So the great advisor, the Rambam, the Chinuch is saying, and also the great doctor. Ki harofe haneman, rofe chol emo Yisrael, rofe haneman, shizirana ben chacham yosem imcho mehem, uv vakama nischal venivhal, mi shechashav, she'en ledvarim nezek o to'eles, ela b'mashe husak hisiku. Right? How foolish is the one who says, well, if I don't think it's bad for you, then must not be bad for you, no problem. He says, that's Rachman al-Itzlan. He says, how foolish that is, right? In every generation, right, there's another test. This is good for you, this is bad for you. Having two of these is good for you. Coffee is good, coffee is bad. Chocolate is good, chocolate is bad. Every time you come, just wait a few years. So how can anyone have the goal, the ability to say, if I don't think so, that's what the Chinuch says. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofe. My father likes to quote the Pshat. There are many Pshatim of the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Kedushin. Tov Shev Rofem L'Gehenim. Right? What exactly does that mean? My father likes to quote the Pshat of Tov is Gematria 17. The doctor that only says 17 brachas with Kavana. Right? One bracha, you know, Tov Rafa'enu, I got that one covered. I don't need to have so much kavana in that bracha. Tov shabarofim legehenim. If it's only the tov, right? You have to say to make sure that we have the proper perspective. And the chinuch here discusses more and more. Again, we're not reading, going through all of it, but that's on the isser of trefa that we have here in the Torah here in Shmos Chafes. There's another great part about trefa that we've mentioned about why throw it to the dogs, but we'll see at the end of this time to come back to that. But number three, Elamei Hacha, third try. Where is the source in the Torah that Musukenes is Mutter? Right, we've explained how we think it might be Usur, right? Chaya Ochol, She'ena Chaya Lo Tochal. And we tried to say, where do we see it's Mutter? So, third try, Elamei Hacha. V'chelev Nevela, the chelav terefa ye asel lachol malacha, chelav nevela and terefa you could use ye asel lachol malacha, right? There is no tumas nevela by chelav. Chelav nevela and chelav terefa lachol malacha va'achol osachlu, but don't eat it. The amar mar, right? And the question is l'may hilchasa. Why? Because we already know that chelav is asur ba'achila from a different pasuk. Rashi quotes, right? It says kol chelav v'chol dam lo sochelu. Right? So what do we need this pasuk for in Vayikra Perek Zayin? Amra HaTorah, Yavo Iser Nevela, V'yachol Iser Chelev. Yavo Iser Trefa, V'yachol Iser Chelev. Right? This extra pasuk that's saying in Iser, Alo Saseh, is coming to teach me Iser, that in this context, you say Iser Mosif or Iser Kolel. We'll see if we have time, right? When you have a more inclusive mitzvah, even though usually in Iser, even though we usually say Ein Iser Chal al Iser, once something is Aser, it cannot become more Aser, but there are three exceptions to that rule, right? Iser Mosif, Iser Kolel, Iser Basachas, right? The three exceptions to the rule of Ein Iser Chal al Iser. Iser Mosif and Iser Kolel are somewhat tricky because various Rishonim define them in different ways, and what some Rishonim call Iser Mosif, they would call in Iser, others would call an Iser Kolel, and vice versa, right? Even here, on the Rambam in Machalos Asuros, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, right here in this context, the Rambam says, Ha'ochel Michelev Nevela Utrefa. We're in the middle of the line of the Gemara, I know that, but let's just, the Rambam says, if somebody eats Chelev of Nevela and Trefa, he gets the Avera of Chelev and Nevela and Trefa. Why? The Rambam says, Mitok Shen Nosaf Ha'iser Bivsara, because now, Chelev was always Aser, non-kosher fat. But now, once the animal dies, so now, the meat is also Aser, because of Nevela, Shahaya Mutter Nosaf Ala Chelev Lefikach Lokashtayim. That's where you get to. And the Lecha Mishnah says, I don't know why the Rambam is calling this Mosif, is really Kolel. Right? More meat is Kolel, so even right here, we have the discussion of what's Kolel, what's Mosif. That's comes up again later on in Seder Kachim. We have a lot of discussion of that in Maseches Krisus, as Hashem we'll get to. But either let's get back to the line of the Gemara that we're in the middle of. So the pasuk says, Chelev, this pasuk teaches me that Iser, Nevela, and Trefa is Chal on the Iser of Chelev. So now the Gemara darshes. And if you really think trefa is misukenes, so then lift up Rachmana, chelev nevela yasel yasel achom alacha. The chelev trefa lo sachlu. So just write it this way. Chelev nevela you could use, meaning it's not tamei. Only bsar nevela is tamei. Chelev is not. And chelev trefa don't eat. Doesn't have to tell me nevela don't eat. Why? V'ana amina. Uma michayim. Asi iser trefa, chayela iser chelev, if, even while the animal's alive, iser trefa is chal on iser chelev. La'achar misa mibayi, what, after misa, the iser nevela, if trefa is already aser mishum trefa, then it's going to be aser mishum nevela. Trefa is the step before nevela, as we'll talk about in a minute. Ella, what rather must it be? Ella, because of Rachmana nevela, the fact that it says nevela explicitly don't eat, mechal de trefa lav hainu musukenes. It must be the trefa is not musukenes. And therefore, trefa is aser, musukenes is mutter. Period. What exactly is the svara of the, that the Gemara just said? If trefa, surely nevela. So the Chiddushi Aran here again has a very important lashon relating to the sugi that we've quoted often. He says va'od. This is 2 points, but the va'od point: de'i trefa haynu misukenes im kain iser trefa. If trefa is misukenes, well, what's misukenes? Which we didn't define yet, but it means the animal's going to die soon. That's what misukenes means in some general way. So if that's what trefa is, so then it's aser mishum, it's going to die soon, then surely when it actually dies, that's going to be aser. That's what the svara of the Gemara is. If trefa, then surely nevela. If trefa is misukenes, and therefore trefa is aser mishum, it's being miskarif to death, then surely if it actually dies. That's the language. But the language is very telling. Im kain, the e trefa in misukenes, im kain, iser trefa einon ela machmas, she iser nevela miskarev. Vekivan she mixas ha iser chal mechayim, nevela delachar misa mi boy, klomar, kolshekain, te iser nevela, shehu tashlum, she kvar chal mechayim, she yochol lachar misa. Nevela, in this case, then we'll just, if trefa is misukenes, then nevela is the tashlum of the iser trefa, and it already started, and it's nevela shemiskarev, and therefore it can't be, so kamash malam. So the Gemara rejects that, because the Gemara says that trefa is not misukenes, but that lashon is still important for the general sugya that we've discussed often, the relationship between nevela and trefa. So the trefa is not misukenes, fine. But there's still a relationship, as we've noted. We always quote it from Reb Chaim. I don't know why I always quote from Reb Chaim. The Reb Yosef Engel also has it. Right, at the same time as Reb Chaim. Reb Yosef Engel, in, just to give you the Mar Makomos, in Asvin Daraisa, Klal Tezayin. He has this suffix. Right? Nistapakti Isser Trefa. Is Isser Trefa related to Nevela or not? So we'll see if there's time to read, but the Reb Yosef Engel has a whole Mimer in the Asin Daraisa about it as well, besides the Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel of his Drasha. Okay, so Maska Lomar Bar Avashi. The Gemara says again, maybe not. Vidilma Lolamim Lachayin of Shevayin Musukenis. Maybe Shevayin is Musukenis. I, with the Karmar, Nevela, Tchaz Rachman Alamali. You're asking, why did it say Nevela then? If Trev is already Usser, which is being Miskarif to Nevela, surely Nevela would be Usser. So why would we have to say separately that Nevela is Usser to eat? Lahach Nevela Delo Asiyamach Mikoch Musukenis. You're right, a nevela that comes after an animal has already been in the state of Misukenes, that would be pashit, the Torah wouldn't have to say that. But sometimes you might have a case of nevela which is not from a behema Misukenes. What if somebody just takes a very perfect healthy animal and does a karate chop and chops the animal in half? Gistera. So the animal was never a Misukenes, and then it just died. Right? So maybe that's where we would need the chiddush of nevela being usher to eat. Hasam Nami says the Gemara, no, not true. Why? As you're chopping the animal in half, the second before you get to its life organs, it's going to be a Misukenes for a second. Every case is a Misukenes for a second before it dies. Or another answer to that, Imkain, Lema, if you're saying it's only talking about that case, Lema Chelev Nevela Utrefa, Chelev Lamali. Still, why does it say chela twice in that pasuk? Still, it must be to teach me, zu hi she'en chel b'chalak mi b'sara. This case of trefa, the chelev is not like its basar. V'yesh lecha acheres she'chel b'chalak mi b'sara. But there's another case where the chelev is different from its basar. V'ez ezu misukenes. Right? Because misukenes' basar is mutter. And therefore, you could still use that pasuk as a source. Good. So, totally different shot now. Maybe there's another source. Maybe there's another pasuk that could teach me that Misukenes is mutter. Maybe it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Yechezkel Anavi says, V'omer, right, we discussed this in the Navi Shirim. Yechezkel Anavi is saying here, what did I do? Right, Rashi quotes here. Yechezkel Kamar LeLakadosh Baruch Hu. Lefi Shayomer, Hashem is telling him to do something that is painful or somewhat disgusting, to take Ugo Seorim and put it on Glali Tsoas HaAdam, right? So he's like, why do I have to do this? Throughout Yechezkel, more than almost every other Sefer, Yechezkel is asked, as we discussed this in the Navi Shirim, to do things by Hashem. To do what's called a Poel Dimyon, as the Ramban discusses in Brachos. To do an action which reflects something about the future. Throughout the Sefer, there's a consistent machlokas rishonim, whether it's actually actions that he did, or it was all a vision. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim quotes, Kimat, all of them are visions. It's all visions. You don't have to lie on your right side, and lie on your left side, and wear this belt, and they're all visions. And many other rishonim say, no, the Radak discusses, no, he actually did them. He did this. To these actions, as the Ramban says in Parshas Lech Lecha, when there's an action for Maisa Avos Sima Labanim, it makes it more powerful. And it's Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim, as the Ramban says, not just Sima Labanim. So this is one of the stories that is discussed by the Rishonim. So here it is, Mehacha. Yechezkel is saying, what did I ever do wrong that I have to do this? But he has a lot of phrases to say, what did I ever do wrong? V'omar, Aho Hashem. Elokim. Hine nafshi lo metuma'a. I was never defiled my soul. V'nevelu trefa lo achalti. Minu rai varata. I never ate nevelus and trefas. V'lo bub if he psar pigle. I never ate pigle. So we don't assume that this is pashup shot because, what, not eating pigle is such a great thing? Right? Not eating nevelus and trefas? Nobody eats pigle and nobody eats nevelus and trefas. So there must be something deeper about each of these phrases as the Gemara darshins now. Hine nafshi lo mituma'a. I did not defile my soul. Shol her harti bayom lavoli de tuma balayla. I never had those issues of hirhur. Tosva says, that also applies to everybody. My bottom tosvas. Biyim tomar, my rabuzi diacheska, balo kol adam nami aser. Nobody's allowed to have those types of hirhurim. The Eish Lomar, it's still a Rebusa. Why? Because the Gemara says at the end of Baba Basra, there are three things that Ein Adam Nitzol Behem Bechol Yom. Here are Aveir of Alashin Harvi and Tefillah. And he never had it. Okay, so that's what he's saying. I mean, the average person experiences some type of Hirhurim, and he didn't. Or the Meiri writes here, he did not let any thoughts get in. Good. Menevelo trefalo achalti minu urai, shlo achalti basar kos me'olam. I never ate meat kos. What does that mean? Kos. Rashi says kos means the lashon of shechting. Quickly shechting, meaning it's a misukenis. I never ate from an animal that was misukenis. What is that mashma? That really maker din is mutter. Right? He went above and beyond and didn't eat from it. Me olam. Good. Veloba befi basar pigol. Shalo achalti mi behema shahora bochacham. I never ate from a behema that had a shayla about it. Mi behema shahora bochacham. Even if the chacham paskin mutter. I never ate from it. Which is a chumrah. Of Yechezkel. But again, what's the connection between Pigol and Hora Bo Chacham? The Marsha here says they both have machshavos that relate to it, that create its issues. Pigol is about the machshava, right? Shlo Bezmano. And here, Hora Bo Chacham. But again, this is a chumrah. And not all of these are we supposed to be involved in. Right? The Bnei Yisachar quotes the Shlo HaKadosh. I think we mentioned the Shlo HaKadosh in the past. Beautiful Shlo HaKadosh. The Shlo says, the Bnei Yisachar quotes this in Adar. The Shlo HaKadosh says, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachas on Daf Ches, Gadol Hanene Miyagio Yosem Yirat Shemayim. Greater is one that works hard more than Yirat Shemayim. So what does that mean? Says the Shlo HaKadosh, somebody who works hard in Psak to find a heter, to research the sugya, and to find a heter, Godol Miyagia Kapav, Yosef Miyar Shemayim. He's greater from somebody who's just Machmir because he's Yerush Shemayim. Godol Miyagia Kapav, Yosef Miyar Shemayim. And the Bnei Yisachar quotes that Shlo HaKadosh and says, Ein mi derech ha-chasidus. It's inappropriate. What certain chasidus, ma b'shekama anashim nogim silsu ba'atzmam, shlo lechom and shum machal shayelav she'elas chacham. No. Once the posig worked it out and said it's mutter, so it's mutter. And therefore, the halacha says it's mutter. Hagam shadino leheter kagonai di bitul b'shishim. The other abba mitzvahi ki hu nesiva meisa shem yisbarach she yoshiva yisrael leheter v'yisbara de achilas yisrael. Right, you want to say the nitzotos hakadusha are going to be uplifted, but once it's mutter, it's mutter. Even right, yecheskel anavi. Okay, he did it. He didn't eat from a basar shenishal b'chacham. But says the Bnei Yisachar based on the Shlo HaKadosh, something is mutter, something is mutter. Right? The Pischei Tshuva quotes in Yoredeya, if somebody doesn't rely on bittol, you have to be choshi shemapi karasu. There's a pasuk about bittol, achrei ram lahatos. We had it earlier in the Masechta. So if something is mutter, something is mutter. We don't look for chumras in this area if something is me'ikir hadin mutter. And therefore, we're not on the level of Yechezkel HaNavi. We have to know what's appropriate, right? We quote often. Remember the Gemara in Maseches in Chulin. Oh, Chulin. Dafko, we'll get to it later on, right? The Mar Ukva, who says that I'm not like my father. I'm only like my father is like wine. I'm like vinegar. My father waits 24 hours between Pleiotechics and Milchaks, and I only wait till the next Suuda Achrita. So we'll have to get to this, Baruch Hashem, later on Daf Kuf Hey Amid Aleph. So all the Mali Musar asked. Mar Ukva, one of the great Tanam, he couldn't wait the 24 hours. He wanted the ice cream so badly. If he thought it was the right thing to do, so why didn't he wait too? Answer the Balei Musar, because he knew that's not where he was up to. That chumrah, that level of behavior wasn't appropriate for him. Right? We all have to know what's appropriate, what fits into our lives. If we're having trouble getting up on time to davening, we shouldn't be getting up and doing Tikkun Chatzos. If we're having trouble speaking Lashon Hara, so we shouldn't be doing so, we have to go what's appropriate. La'at, going up the ladder of Avodas Hashem. So that's exactly what the Bnei Yisachar is saying here. That a behema shahara b'chacham, right? It's mutter. It's a chumrah, as the Gemara says here. Mishur Rabbi Nasan Amru shalachalti mi behema shlohor mamatnoseha. I didn't eat, says Yecheskel, from an animal that it's matanos. What matanos? Zeroa l'chayayim and keva. Those are the parts of the animal that go to the kohen from every chulin animal. That's a perek later on in this Masechta. I never ate from an animal before its matanos were taken out. And again, what's the chiddush, right? Because really, it's not usur beforehand. It's not usur. It's not like the Ritva says this. The Ritva in Masechet Megillah says, this is different matanos than other types of matanos. It doesn't make a tevel before they're taken out. The Ritva, chaf chesam and aleph in Megillah. Delodami latevel da alma shemanas kahuna shebohu muura bechala dagan avo bebehema matanas kahuna shebo chalukim imatzmam. And also, you know what they are? They're zeroa lachayim. It's not like truma where you have to choose what it's going to be. Vegam einam kedoshim shemutar meim lahedyo eshish bem shum gezel hashevet. So it was a chumra. Period. So here it is. Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Shar. Yes, if you want to say that Misukenes is mutar meikar adin, hayna Rabusi di Yecheskel. That's what Yecheskel was saying. Iyam Isura my Rabusi di Yecheskel. But if it's aser, what was Yecheskel saying? So that's the svara. That's the makar that Misukenes is mutar. So again, there's a lot more about each of these, but not for now. Hey, chidami Misukenes. So what is Misukenes? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Shem Amid and Yosav Eino Omedes. You try to stand up the animal, it doesn't stand. Rav Chanina Bar Shalmiya Mishpeta Rav Amar Afilu Ocheles Bikios. This definition of standing is true even if it eats little pieces of wood, which shows that it's still pretty strong. Rabbi Yecheskel Amar Afilu Ocheles Koros. Even if it eats big pieces of wood, still it has to be able to stand up, and if not, it's a Misukenes. Bisura Masni Hachi, Bipumbadisa Masni Hachi changes the names. Hechidami Misukenes, Amar Vino Marav, Koshma Midon, Saveno Omedes, Afilu Ocheles Bakios, Rami Barecheskel Amar, Afilu Ocheles Koros. Period. So that is the Sugya of Misukenes, the start of it. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll have to stop here. And Be'ez Hashem will continue again in a couple of days. Again, this week's Shiurim was sponsored by the Nishma Shlomo Yuchshmol Ben Yisrael Ben Reb Yitzchak. And Miss Anna Mizell's, the Neshamot should have an Aliyah.